By Britain's true monarchs, great William and Mary, who have the like title to Ireland and France, proclamation is issued whereby to prepare you by fasting and prayer their just cause to advance, by which you may see that all kingdoms be the gift of God only and no prince's fee, and learn by true fasting devoutly to pray, usurpers and rebels may ne'er get the day. About a year passed, not much less or more, when first they did reign, and a little before. A wicked rebellion in Ireland has been carried on and maintained against our king and queen. By Irish too wild, but parent more vile, that would keep that kingdom even from his own child. But learn by true fasting devoutly to pray that God the occasion would soon take away. You're told this rebellion's contrived and supported by Louis of Bourbon, usurper of France, and by him encouraged, as some have reported, by tempting the late king to abdicate hence. But what is a story will shake his vain glory? He banished him thither to act the mere Tory. Then learn by true fasting devoutly to pray, usurpers and rebels may ne'er get the day. But would you have thought it this French king designed to make little Ireland a province of France? Nay, more, to destroy it, its king he confined in person by arms to make its defense and call it his own, though thereby 'tis known what wrong to King William and Mary is done. Then all in true fasting be sure you do pray, such impious usurpers may ne'er get the day. The war made for this and some other causes as honest, but what you are left for to guess. One perhaps is because the old gentleman pauses and won't go to God his children to bless with quiet enjoyment of their great employment, but makes a complaint has no reason or rhyment. So whilst it continues in fasting then pray, usurpers and rebels may ne'er get the day. The war made for this and some other causes as honest, but what you are left for to guess. One perhaps is because the old gentleman pauses and won't go to God his children to bless with quiet enjoyment of their great employment, but makes a complaint has no reason or rhyment. So whilst it continues in fasting then pray, usurpers and rebels may ne'er get the day. This war very just, besides necessary, the king doth resolve with vigor to make. God assisting the pious, how can it miscarry, at whose command both sea and land quake? On which he will fight to recover his right, and to do obedience reduce Ireland quite. That so it may happen, be sure you all pray, usurpers and rebels may ne'er get the day. To rescue good subjects from force and oppression, and give them prosperity, safety, and peace, as well as secure them from future aggression, King William resolves to quit his own ease. And in person so stout, ne'er yet put to rout, to lose soul and body, or bring it about. devoutly all pray, usurpers and rebels may ne'er get the day. Putting trust in the Almighty, by whose sole permission, in marvelous manner King William succeeds, and not to be guilty of any omission may stop the least blessing to his righteous deeds. The kingdom's ill fate so to consummate, they may once again settle bitterly or late. Their Majesty seriously bids you to pray devoutly that rebels may ne'er get the day. Their Majesties, too, to avoid innovation, were advised by their wise Privy Council in this. Swayed by the same person, so governed the nation in both the last reigns that naught went amiss. And so never fear, but just as those were, these princes will little less happy appear. God pardon all sinners repenting and pray, usurpers and rebels may ne'er get the day. Those devils of discord who tempt to rebellion were almost subject to fasting and prayer. Then no man can wonder you must not rely on one Wednesday's devotion when legions appear. The 12th of March past, whilst this war shall last, the third Wednesday monthly will be a strict fast, with solemn devotion wherein you must pray, usurpers and rebels may ne'er get the day. For decent solemnizing this no mock devotion, the right reverend bishop so loyal and true must frame prayers and collect with such proper portion of scripture as sit an occasion so new. The commandments then will be two less than ten, and old non-resistance ne'er mentioned again, but sent to the Irish the better to pray, usurpers and rebels may ne'er get the day.